listen, I ran for governor. I ran on the issue of doing this. I was intending to do this last November of 2010.
That's Governor Terry Branstad this week in an interview talking about his executive order allowing state employees to voluntarily pay 20% of their health care premium costs. Right now, Iowa is among only a handful of states where public workers don't pay any of those costs. The governor says no one should be surprised that he's going to the negotiating table later this year to demand state workers pony up 20% of the costs. Only 95 state workers signed up for the new voluntary plan. 75 are non-contract employees, mostly appointed by the governor.
I'm pleased that 95 people did this. Nobody was required to do this. This is strictly a voluntary thing. So I'm encouraged there are that many people that wanted to lead by example.
It appears the political time is right for this kind of action. Dennis Goldford is a professor of political science at Drake University, and he says the governor is setting an agenda at a time when critics see public employees as coddled and pampered, whether it's accurate or not.
In 2010, besides Iowa, you had more of a class of warrior type of Republicans being elected to governor's chairs in Florida and Wisconsin, for example. They've shown that under the circumstances that we have right now, you can make some headway if your agenda is to push back against public worker unions.
And Governor Branstad is doing just that.
So public sector workers are not only getting paid a lot more than their private sector counterparts in Iowa, the gap is the biggest of all 50 states, and then they have a Cadillac benefit system that most people in the private sector don't have.
State employees don't have Cadillac coverage. They have a good plan, okay? They have a very good plan, but it's been bargained for over 30 years.
That's Danny Homan. He's the president of AFSCME, the largest state workers union in Iowa. It represents about 40,000 public employees. He filed a complaint against the governor for signing the executive order, and he says Branstad is undermining the collective bargaining process and breaking the law by creating a new health care plan. Not to mention that most state workers would feel a larger impact on their spendable income than the governor will. But Governor Branstad says this is merely leveling the playing field. Mike Ralston, the president of the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, agrees.
I don't see how you can say it's anything but a negative change in benefits. But remember, private sector employees went through this too. There was a time in this country where almost all companies paid the entire cost of the health insurance for their employees, whether they were public or private sectors.
Benefits are just one target of the governor's criticism. For example, when he took office, he wanted to reopen negotiations to undo a state worker pay increase negotiated by former Governor Chet Culver. Branstad was denied by the unions, and he points to a recent Iowa Workforce Development wage survey as proof that they're making more money than the private sector. But Andrew Cannon, a research associate at Iowa Policy Project in Iowa City, has studied the difference in wages in the public and private sectors, and he says the numbers can be misleading.
The public sector is largely composed of people like teachers, firefighters, police officers, people who have pretty extensive training in their field.
In a recent study conducted by the Iowa Policy Project, Cannon found when average earnings are compared by education level, private sector workers generally fare better than their public sector peers. But no matter how you interpret the numbers, who foots the bill for these health care costs will continue to create tension between Governor Branstad and the labor unions at the bargaining table this fall. In Des Moines, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.